Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It was a night which saw a lot of chances disappear, a night upon which baseball's playoff picture became clear, or clearer at least. As a result of beating the Marlins 4-1 last night, the Milwaukee Brewers established themselves as winners in the National League Central Division. The Texas Rangers beat the Mariners 5-3 to achieve the same distinction in the AL West, and the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Giants 3-1 to become champs in the NL West. Last year, Arizona was last in that division. Atlanta took a step toward advancing to the playoffs by beating the Nationals 7-4. The Braves assume a 3-game lead over the Cardinals in the wild card race. Meanwhile, in the American League, the Red Sox, who were rained out in New York, got help from the Toronto Blue Jays, who beat Tampa Bay 5-1, and from the Athletics, who beat the Angels 3-1. In the AL wild card race, Boston now leads the Rays by 2.5 and the Angels by 3.5. Anybody arriving at Fenway Park Wednesday evening for Boston's last home game of the regular season would certainly have characterized the atmosphere as festive. In the street outside the park, as the Dixieland Band played on, a big creature made of red and white balloons was swaying in the breeze. Sausages and pepper steaks sizzled on numerous grills. Between a couple of those grills, former Red Sox pitcher Luis Tiant, looking like a mustachioed Cuban Buddha, was signing autographs and posing for photos. Meanwhile, inside the park, a couple of hours before the game against the last-place Baltimore Orioles would transpire, the Red Sox took fielding practice. They'd frittered away all but 2 games of the 9-game lead they'd held over Tampa Bay in the wild card race at the beginning of the month, so fielding practice was an excellent idea. It could have been argued that they needed batting practice and base running practice, too, and pitching practice, or at least a couple of healthy pitchers. But beside the Boston dugout, as if everything was just fine, catcher Jared Saltalamacchia was obliging some youngsters by signing autographs and clowning.
Can you sign my jersey?
No, don't sign the microphone, please.
Call Crawford! May you please sign my jersey?
After Saltalamacchia had scrawled a final signature, I asked him if he enjoyed the drill.
Yeah, oh, it's awesome.
Any decline in autograph seekers as the lead has dwindled?
No, not that I know of, you know. We come to the ballpark, and it's nice for the fans to be able to interact with us and us interact with them.
I didn't doubt that. Still, Boston had just lost 2 in a row to the Orioles and 6 of 7 to the Rays. They were 5-15 for September. Surely coming to the ballpark under those circumstances couldn't be the same as it would have been if Boston hadn't kicked away all those games.
I think the focus is still the same, as we're going out there and focusing on tonight's game and, just play as hard as we can and try and get the win.
It sounded like the party line to me, an impression that was reinforced when veteran Boston knuckleballer Tim Wakefield, who had thrown about 11 pitches Jared Saltalamacchia couldn't catch in one of those losses, whistled essentially the same tune.
Everybody's good. You know, it's like, you know, for me, with experience, I think I've been here before, so it's a matter of, pulling from past experiences and winning today and worrying about today only. And if, you know, when tomorrow comes, then you worry about tomorrow. So that's kind of been my attitude.
The slide from virtual lock on the playoffs via the wild card toward October irrelevance put Red Sox fans in an odd position. Since wild card contender Tampa Bay had a critical handful of late September games against the Yankees, Sox fans had to cheer for New York, or they had to try to, or something.
No, absolutely not. But in this case, I think I could a little bit.
That hurts. But we'll do what we got to do to get to the playoffs.
I can't. I don't even have it in my blood to even root for them at all. I know it'll get them where they need to be, the Red Sox where they need to be. But still, you know, it's hard to do. But maybe I'll do it for them.
Obviously, those fans found themselves counting on the Yankees because for weeks they have been unable to count on the Red Sox, who have blown late-inning leads, allowed the opposition to run them out of games, and generally looked as if they didn't belong in October. Nick Cafardo, who's been following the team for the Boston Globe, felt the fundamentals weren't the only things the Sox were missing.
The Tampa Bay Rays are a great example of a team that has a $42 million payroll, and the manager, Joe Maddon, gets every ounce of blood and sweat and tears out of those guys, and you just don't see that here in Boston for some reason.
On Wednesday night, Cafardo characterized the home team as tense.
It's not just one guy. Everybody has that moment where they just don't look good in the field, and they can say all they want that, yeah, we're trying hard, blah, 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 but sometimes the play on the field where they, you know, where they miss cutoff guys, they're throwing to the wrong base, they're misplaying balls, all those things give you an indication that their head just isn't in it.
All that aside, Nick Cafardo figured that with their ace on the mound Wednesday night, the Red Sox would begin to turn things around by beating the Orioles. They didn't, and the final out seemed emblematic of the month of fecklessness. It came on a dribbler back to the pitcher. At that point, Sox followers could take some solace from the fact that on the same day, the Yankees knocked off the Rays twice. Boston had actually gained half a game on Tampa Bay by losing. But that was not a strategy likely to inspire even the most optimistic fan. The Red Sox face the division-winning Yankees today and tomorrow in New York.
We've fallen down. The Red Sox have fallen down.